Okay, today is Daf Kuf Tes Zayin. We are on Kuf Tes Vav Amud Beis, and today's Daf is sponsored by Judy and Howie Han, Le'ilu Nishmas, Howie's uncle, Binyamin Ben Yaakov, Sotal, the Neshama should have an Aliyah. So, here we go. Amar Shmuel, Lechem Oni. The Torah calls Matzah Lechem Oni, poor man's bread, which we are going to darshan now. Lechem, it's bread, She'onin Olav Dvarim Harbe. It's bread about which you talk a lot about it. You say a lot of stories, a lot of things, about a lot of ideas. Tanan Ayachi, Lechem Oni, Lechem She'onin Olav Dvarim Harbe. You talk a lot about it. Ksav Sofer says, a cute shot, he says that the Karban Pesach represents Geula, right, the leaving. Maror is the Shibud. Arba Kosos is the Geula also, right? What else? Matzah is both. Matzah represents the Geula. It also represents the Shibud, right? It's a Lechem, the Chalav, Asad, Arad, the Mitzrayim, right? It represents both. That's why it's Dvarim Onan or Dvarim Harbe. You have so much to talk about it because it represents both. Every other thing at the Seder only represents one thing. Either Golos or Geula. Karpash represents Golos, right? But Matzah is both, and that's why so much to say about it. Dover Acher, Lechem Oni, Oni Ksiv. We read it as the word Oni, a poor man. Ma Oni, Shadarko Beprusa. So it's like an Oni only has a Prusa, a piece. Afkan Beprusa. So too, at the Seder, you have a piece. And as a Machlokas Rishonim, what does that mean? In other words, what happens to Lechem Mishnah? So, the Rishonim hold, Rashi, the Rashbam, Tosvos, they hold that you still need Lechem Mishnah. Which is why you have three matzahs, because one you're going to break in half for the Prusa. So you have to have Lechem Mishnah. The Rif holds, no. The Prusa transforms into, not a Shlema, but it gives you, it's enough to give you Lechem Mishnah, like a Shlema. And it gives you Lechem Mishnah, and you're good to go. And the Gua held like that, because the rabbi only has two matzahs. You only need two matzahs. The only reason you have a third matzah is because of the Lechem Mishnah issue. But think about it for a second. If you're holding like Rashi and all the standard conventional, most people have three, so you broke one in half, so big deal. So what's the kunz? You're not allowed to have a broken piece with your two shleimim, why not? Like what does the halacha tell you? You should have a broken piece, zecher le'oni. So what? So okay, so have it. Like, there's no halacha difference. But if you're all like the Rif, the Gra, makes perfect sense. The Prusa becomes the Lechem Mishnah.
Where do you have any halacha that you can do
that? That you change it? That's exactly the point. That's exactly the Chiddush. That's what the Rif already says it. There are only two matzahs, because the Prusa transforms into a whole matzah, and it gives you the Lechem Mishnah. Now, again, it's the unconventional way. Most don't do that, but it's a Rishon. And if you think about it, it makes a little more sense. Because what's the Gemara telling me otherwise? You can have a Prusa there. Shkayach. Why can't I have a Prusa there? Why not? Which leads to the next issue, which is how exactly do you make the brachas of there's two brachas. There's a motzi lechem in the aretz, and then a brach of alachil is matzah. So you pick up all three. Many people, so to be Mekai in the Rif, they make the bracha on Hamotzi on two and a half. Then they drop the one, and they make the Alachil's Matzah on one and a half. It's a little bit Mekayim that they're having a Prusa on Alachil's Matzah. You don't need a Lechem Mishnah anymore. Because you made the... What?
That's
what everyone does. Because you made the Hamotzi on Lechem Mishnah. You get rid of one, so you have one and a half for the idea of the Prusa. Rav Haigon has a collector's item sheet. Nobody holds like this. Even he doesn't hold like this. He says, I don't hold like this because no one does it. He says, there's no halacha that you have to have a Prusa. There's no halacha like that. Just the Gemara is saying, if you happen to have a Prusa on Pesach night, you can be Mekayim your mitzvah. But you don't have to go out of your way to make a Prusa. You don't have to do that. If you only have a half a matzah, good enough. Pesach night is good enough. Why? Lechem Oni. Well, it's Lechem Oni. And then Rav Haigon says, I know nobody does that because everyone has yachatz, where they go out of their way to break a matzah in half. So nah, I don't know no one holds like that. But that's what I think the halacha would be. Okay. Very good. Davar Acher, another pshat. Mar Darka Shal Oni, Hu Masik Ishto, Hu Masik V'Ishto Ofe. So it's like an Oni. He's always saying, he's lighting up the fire and his wife is baking. Afkanami hu masik for ishto ofe. So too over here, he lights up the fire and the wife is baking, so that it should become chametz. That's what it means, lechemoni. I'm not 100% sure what that means. Okay. Next. Then we said that, according to Tana Kama, they bring in front of charoses. Afal pi she'en charoses mitzvah. Even though it's not a mitzvah. Not a mitzvah charoses. So vi lo mishum mitzvah by ma'isus. It's not a mitzvah. What are you bringing it for? Arm of ami mishum kapa. Somehow, the maror has some kind of bad or dangerous, element in it, and the charoses will get rid of that element. So it'll be easier to eat, it'll be healthier. That's what you do with the charoses for. Amar Vasi, kapa dechasa, the way to get rid of kapa, which is some kind of poison, in the charosa, in the chazeres, in the maror, is chama with a radish. Kapa de chama, karti, the way to get rid of the poison in a radish is karti, leek. Kapa de karti, chamimi, the way to get rid of the poison in a leek is with hot water. Kapa de kuluch, hot water works for everything. Adahachi vahachi, and also you should say the following. Neimahachi, say the following incantation. Kapa, kapa, dachirna, lech, v'lashur, l'benasecha, l'tamni, kalasecha. Okay. Then, Rabbi Elazar ber Tzadok Omer, mitzvah. He said the charoses is a mitzvah. My mitzvah? What kind of mitzvah is that? A mitzvah? So Rabbi Levi Omar, zechel l'tapuach, it's a reference to the apples. What apples? What? No. No, not on the Barishon, that's a good guess. No. It's a reference to the apples that there's a pasuk in Shir HaShirim which says that under the apple trees I aroused you. Which means it's a reference to that in Mitzrayim the women would give birth under apple trees. Zecher to that. Rabbi Yochanan Mezecher Latit, it's a zecher to the mortar and the clay and the cement. Amar Abaya, we do both. Hilcha tzarich l'kiyuhei, v'tzarich l'smuchei. We have, these are different kinds of mixings. Different kind of mixings to have mortar, looks like mortar, and also apples too. Zecher l'kiyuhei, zecher l'tapuach, v'tzarich l'samchuhei, zecher l'tit. You do both. And Tosfos says, in the Tosfos, tzarich l'samchuhei, tzarich l'kiyuhei, ubri Yerushalmi omar, ista of the zecher l'dam. Most charoses are red looking. Why is that? Well, you put it in wine, it's going to turn red. It's zecher to the dam, right? Umshimhachi karale tibule b'mashke, and then it could also be another dipping in mashke. V'chema amadavar, and that's what most people do. L'smuche, to mix it up. Ubishas achila, I never heard this. And when you go right before you can eat it, mekal shenoso b'yayin u'b'chometz. They throw in wine and vinegar to make it more liquidy. Okay?
I'm still not understanding why it should be a mitzvah. I mean, it's a nice mitzvah.
We're gonna So the minute, the difference is you make a bracha. And we said the Rambam said make a bracha. Then maybe the Rambam changed his mind. Then we said, no, you don't make a bracha. It's like Aravos. You don't make a bracha on Aravos or Hadassim. You make one bracha on Lulav. Same thing over here. You make a bracha on Maror, but it includes Charoses. So the question is, you have to have it. According to the mitzvah, you have to have it. According to that, you don't have to have it. If you hold it for a minute, you don't have to. You don't like it. You don't ever. You don't have to do it. If it's a mitzvah, you have to do it. Say, well, I don't like Aravos. I'm not going to do it. Can't say that. Right? You don't want to say Ushbizin, so don't say Ushbizin. It's a minog. So don't do that. You don't have to do that.
What if you didn't have it with
Mark? That's right. Oh, play charoses? Would you be able to see mitzvah? Of what?
Of charoses.
Interesting.
This is all mitzvah. My mom said in there,
right. Interesting. And if you ever want to know why the charoses is made up of the following ingredients, the answer is, Tosva says what the ingredients are. Tosva gives you a recipe. Ruchuvas ha-go'onim, mefarish, lasas charoses, the charoses you're made out of, peros, shenidma, l'knesses Yisrael, b'shir ha-shirim. The peros that B'nai Yisrael are compared to in Shir ha-shirim. You hear this? Which is, tachas ha-tepuach ar-articha, under the apple tree I aroused you, at apples, kepela harimon, pomegranates, hateena chanta, dates, amarti ele betamar, figs, no, teenam are dates, and teenam are figs, and tamar is a date. You never forget that. You date people named Tamar. So Tamar is always a date. And Egos, El Ginas Egos. That's where Rabbi told me that. Ginas Egos. You never forget it now. His wife is Tamar. Ginas Egos. Ginas Egos means nuts. And shkedim, also almonds. Eggos is really usually walnuts. Shkedim are almonds. Al shem sheshakar HaKadosh Baruch Hu ala ketz. Hashem was waiting for the ketz, and therefore that's the recipe for charosos. And people have, you know, fine-tuned it over the years, but the core ingredients haven't changed in 2,000 years, 3,000 years. Okay. Next, Tanya Kavasid Rabbi Yochanan. There's a verse like Rabbi Yochanan that says that Tavlin, Zecher LeTevin, people put in spices now, Tavlin and Tevin, it's a very similar word, right? Charoses Zecher LeTit, Charoses represents the mortar, reminds us of it. Omar Rabbi Eliezer, Omar Lazar Rabbi Tzadok, Kacha Yomim, Tagri Charach B'Yerushalayim. These are what the sellers of the merchants in Yerushalayim would say. Bo v'tolo lechem tavlin le-mitzvah. Come get tavlin for the mitzvah. Come get the, don't forget to get your spices for the mitzvah. Right? Okay. And then Tosfos says, Mashma, the mashma is, the halacha k'rablazim b'rab tzadok. The halacha is like k'rablazim b'rab tzadok, who said it's a mitzvah. Because we have a story to prove it's a mitzvah. The gam svarim kasef rabbi yosei, v'nimuki imo, v'chenasa rabbi yosef, b'sidro charoses zechel latit, and which is why everyone has charoses. B'smanazah. Never heard someone say, oh, I'm not having charoses, it's not my minug. No one says that. Okay. Next. Mazgulo kosheni. Now they pour the second cup. And why do you pour the second cup now? And the Torah says, so the children should ask, pouring a second cup before? I never heard this. I never saw this before, right? So you pour, you're not going to eat, not going to drink it until much later. But you pour it now. The kan haben shoel aviv. And here, the kan, and over here, the ben asks the father, right? So the shloss says something amazing. The shloss says that when you pour the second cup, your son's going to say, why are you pouring a second cup? Never saw that before. We usually wash now. We make kiddush, then we wash. Why are you pouring a second cup? Never saw that. And you're going to tell him, because, oh, you know why? Because that's the way the kings act. Kings will drink another cup to get themselves, how does it work? It's like induces wanting to eat more. When you drink wine, it makes you more hungry. So you pour a second cup to have a more of an appetite for the suda. And which is going to make your son say, yeah, but we're not kings. We're not kings. No, tonight we are kings. And then your son's going to say, really? Why are we kings tonight? And that's how it starts. And that's what you tell him. So you pour the second cup. The shloss says, that's the conversation. And then the son asks the manashtana. Vim ein das beben. And if the son doesn't have a das to ask these questions, too young, or doesn't have the capability, of Malamdo, you teach him the following vort. Manashtana laila zeh mikah halelos. Why is this night different? Shebuchah halelos. Every night we eat chametz or matzah. Halal azeh kula matzah. Shemchal azeh anu achlin shayirakos. Halal azeh maror. Says Tosfos, don't say the word kula maror, because you have karpas, which is not maror. It's not supposed to be maror. So don't say kula maror. Shemchal azeh anu achlin basar. We don't say this today, bisman azeh. We say haseba. But in the modern times of the Gemara, they said anu achlin basar ptsali, shalok, roasted meat, shalok, cooked meat, mavushal, different kind of cooked. Halal azeh kula tali. But on this side, it's only cooked. It's only roasted. What's going on over here? And the fourth question, Shebachal Lelos, whatever you read here is going to be wrong and right, because the Gemara is going to change it. Ein onu chayoven l'dval filu pamachas. We never dip. Halal azeh shtei pa'amim. Now we dip twice. L'fidaito shel ben avim lando. On the level of your son, you give him an answer. Right? If you have a six-year-old, don't give him some answer from the 20-year-old. Don't do that, because they're not going to get it. Right? And by vice versa. You have a 20-year-old, you don't have to give him an answer that you give a 4-year-old. Maschil b'gnus, u'mesayim b'shevach. We start off with gnus, and we end off with shevach. Why do we do that? We'll see in a minute. V'doresh, and they darshan, me'arami oved avi, from arami oved avi, which is in Parshas Kisavo, which is the psukim you say when you bring bikurim, ad shigmar kala parsha kula. Until you finish the entire parsha. You ever wonder why you say Rami Oved Avi? Why? Happens to mention that you went down to Mitzrayim. Why are you saying it? Why that? Nothing else to say? Can't say Parshas Bo? Or Parshas Shmos and Va'era? Why are you saying Rami Oved Avi? So my son had to do a project for school. So this is what we came up with. The Gra says like this. The Gra. He says, if you look in the whole parsha with Lavan, Lavan, the Torah never says that Lavan wanted to kill Yaakov. The Torah never says it. Tricked him. He was a trickster. The Torah never says Lavan wanted to kill him. Yet. And Yaakov never knew that Lavan wanted to kill him.
Doesn't Lavan say, if your God hadn't stopped me, I would have killed you?
I would have harmed you.
I would have harmed you.
That's what it says. Right? It never says he wanted to kill him. And Yaakov never knew. But you know, Hashem knew. Hashem knew. Hashem didn't let it happen. He says it's always that way in life. There are so many things that we don't even know. We don't even know that we were taken care of. But Hashem knows. Right? He says he gives a mashal. There was a blind man, and the blind man every day would go to the grocery. And he knew exactly how to walk to the grocery store. So one day the kids in the neighborhood wanted to pull a prank on him. So they put up a fake wall in the middle of the street that he should be thrown off on his journey and like not know how to get to the grocery store. Not for a prank. And the blind man's walking to this grocery store, and halfway says, oh, I forgot my wallet. So he turns around to go back home to get his wallet. While he's going back home, some random people walk by and say, what's this wall doing in the middle of the street? And they move it away. And the blind man got to the grocery store. He didn't even know that people wanted to hurt him, make a prank. He didn't even know. He'll never know. They knew. Other people knew. And he was saved. At the Seder, we don't just thank Hashem for the biggest miracles, even the things we never know about. Yaakov never knew, even what we never know about. Thanking Hashem too.
There's a famous verse.
Yeah.
There's three types of Nisan.
Yeah.
If somebody's coming to destroy you, Hashem could split the Yamsa.
Right.
Big Nase.
Right.
Another type of Nase is that somebody's coming to destroy you, they get a flat tire, and they never wind up there. You never know. That's right. A Nase in a regular way. And then the last type of Nase is where it looks like they're coming to harm you and you win the battle, but it looks almost like a natural
right.
Three ways Hashem took care of you. They're all three different ways.
Right. Right. That's the part. Okay. Anyway, where are we up to? Right. Tana Rabbanan. What? Up to the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. Chacham b'no shalu. You have a chacham who asked the questions. V'imeno chacham ishto shalto. If not, your wife asked. V'imlav who shall asmo. If you're all by alone, you ask yourself. V'afilu shnei tamid chacham shadodim b'alochas Pesach shalun zev l'zeh. Even two tamid chachamim, they will ask themselves these questions back and forth. Right? Manashai la'el azeh mikol ha'leilos. So, by the way, so you know, the core of Magid is the Aramid Ovid Avi, it's four psukim. And then each one of those psukim, each one of the words of the pasuk, the Haggadah then expounds on it. Right? Aramid Ovid Avi. So, beloved wanted to kill everybody. And each two words, the Haggadah, you look at a Haggadah, you don't realize what's going on. But that's what it is. It's four psukim, and each word of the pasuk has a medrash about it. Right? That's really what it is. Rabbi Neutroni Gaon says, if you just read the four psukim, you're not yotze, and you're a kofar, because it's not just reading four psukim. You have to explain and go into it, and he says, must have been some sect during his times, because he says, this minhag zeh is built on the kofarim that they don't believe in chazal. So the Bedafka not read any Chazal, just read the four Psukim. I'm Yotze. No, you're not Yotze at all. You don't believe in Chazal, you don't believe in the Medrash, you're not Yotze. So it must have been some kind of sect in his days that he was like, trying to, you know, undo them. Because like, okay, we believe in Chazal, it's Imam Shakofer, you know.
I had an argument with the
Rav
every single year about that.
Yeah.
Because every year the Rav says, what's the Iker of the whole thing?
Right. No, the Iker of Magid is those four psukim.
I understand that, but everything else is important too.
Everything's important, 100%.
Because he doesn't like the fact that everybody has a different Torah and everything else, but the Magid stuff.
Right, I hear. We're going to get to Rabbi Gamliel in a minute. Anyway, Manash Tala Adesh Te Makalos. Shevachalos Anu Matbilim Pamachas. Every night, so the Mishnah had a lot of parentheses. So if you read the Mishnah like this, Shabbachal's onomat bilim pamachas. Every night we dip once. Halal azash day. This night we dip twice. Who said we dip once? What does it say? Dip once. It's a maskefla revava. Or to call yom elos agidol lemahat lachadazimna. What, you have to dip once every night? What kind of thing is that to say in the Manashtana? Every night I dip once. What do you dip once? No chiyuv to dip once. Ela maravah hachi ketani. Shemachalas ein onu chayav lipal afilu pamachas. No, we don't even have to dip once every night of the year. Halal azash day pa'amim. This night twice. Maskefla rev chitz of safra chiyuvul adardiki. What do you mean on this night twice? Why are you dipping on this night? So the children should ask, what kind of chiv is that? Not a chiv. El Omar Rav Safra, Hachi Ketani. Ein onu matbelin afilu pamachas. You don't even have to dip once. Halal azah, shtei pamim. On this night we dip twice. Not a chiv to dip twice. We have to dip twice. Why? So the children should ask. And the children taka do ask. Now, maskel benus, v'sayim v'shevach. My gnus, what's the gnus? Rav Amar, mitchila ov de'avoda gilulim, hayavaseinu. We start, terach. Where do we come from? Really? Of the Avodah Zarah? That's where we come from. Ushmul Amar Avodim Hayinu. No. Shmuel says we start from Avodim Hayinu. What are they arguing about? Whether the Gnus of Yitzias Mitzrayim, whether the Gnus that we mentioned at the Seder is about Yitzias Mitzrayim Gnus or any Gnus. There's no bigger Gnus that we come from a guy like Terach. There's no bigger shame than that. Right? We come from an Avodah Zarah. Right, that's a big shame. That's terribly shameful. It has nothing to do with the Seder. So why are you mentioning it? So that's the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel about this issue. Amalei Rav Nachman l'dora avde. Rav Nachman says l'dora his servant. Uvda avza. You have a servant, a slave. D'nmapik lei marei l'chayuris. And his master frees him. Not only that, v'yavlei kasper d'dava. And he gives him silver and gold when he frees him. My boy l'mamalei. What are you going to say about that event, about that story? So Amalei, the servant said, I have to praise him. So Amalei, Petartim Alor Manashtana, right? You have potter from saying Manashtana. You already, you know the issue. Pasach v'Amar Avodim Hayinu. We started off with Avodim Hayinu. Rabbi Gamliel Haya Omer. What does Rabbi Gamliel Haya Omer? Rabbi Gamliel used to say. So you have it in Pirkei Avos also. Okay, Haya Omer. Kol Shlo Omer, Shlosha Dvarim. Dvarim Elu Pesach. If you don't say these three things on Pesach, Lo Yotzi Yedei Chovaso. You're not Yotzi your Chiyav. You're not Yotzi. Which Chiyav? Which Chiyav are you not Yotzi? It's a machlokas. Some say the Chiyav of Pesach, Matzah, and Maror. If you eat Matzah and you don't say this, you're not Yotzi. You know who says that word? The Aruch HaTzchaya, which is the Rosh, the Kolbo, the Abu Dram, the Ramban, Tosvos, right? In other words, it's not just eating. It's not just eating. There's an element of yediya by the eating. I think that's the less popular pshat, even though it's more people say it. The other vort is said by lesser known Rishonim, the Rashbats, the Bas Binyan Zion, the Eirik Bracha. This is the name of Reb Chaim, that it's the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. If you don't say this, you're not Yotzei the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's part of the, it's not just Arami Ovid Avi, it's not just the Ten Makos, it's this. If you don't say this, you're not Yotzei. Ve'elohen, what is that? Pesach Matzil Mor, Pesach Hashum Al Shum, Shepasach HaMakom Al Batei HaBasein Ibi Mitzrayim, that we bring a carbon, we're going to call the name Pesach, because Pesach means to jump over, because Hashem jumped over the houses, right? Everyone knows this. Shenemer v'matav zevach Pesach hul Hashem asher Pesach. Fine. Matzah al shum, shenigalu avoseinim in Mitzrayim. Matzah we eat, because we're redeemed from Mitzrayim, shenemer, v'yafu esabotek asher atiyonim in Mitzrayim. They bake the bread that was taken out of Mitzrayim. So why do we eat matzah? Why do we eat matzah? The Gemara didn't finish the story. Really, it didn't have time to rise. Right? The Gemara leaves that part out. Didn't have time to rise, because in a big rush to get out. So therefore we eat matzah. What?
The Chumash says that.
I know, the Chumash says that. I know, the Chumash says that. But how does that jive with the fact that they ate matzah in Mitzrayim too? In Halach Mandi we say that they ate poor man's bread in Mitzrayim, because it was cheap, and it's easy, fast. So then why is that a sign of Geula? We're eating matzah to show geula. Why?
That question is, what does that have to do that they didn't have enough time when they had a whole morning.
Exactly.
Well, by the way, that's the shumat, the fact that they say that the Jews had a lot of money by the time that they left the train, they already had money. So they need poor man's bread for it.
So here's the answer. Here's the answer. What's the difference between chametz and matzah?
Leavening.
How long does that take?
18 minutes.
So 17 minutes and 59 seconds is matzah. 18 minutes already turns into chametz. Right? That's the only difference.
That's not a lot of time.
It's not a lot of time at all. So the pshat is as follows. The Bnei Yisrael had money. They had time. They could have let it rise and say, we're free men now. Free men eat real bread. They don't eat crackers. Only slaves do that. But they said, no. We're going to not let it rise, and we're going to eat matzah. Because we're not leaving Mitzrayim to be free men. Our avdus is switching. From going from Avdei Paro to Avdei Hashem. And that's the godless of matzah. You hear that, Vart? That's what matzah is about. We could have waited plenty of time. On purpose they didn't wait. They made themselves rush on purpose. We're not leaving to be free. It's not what we're leaving for. Just the avdus is switching. Matzah's avdus bread. Only slaves eat that. We're going to eat it now also. You know why? Because we're not going free. We're just changing our avdus. From Paro to Hashem. Okay.
This isn't the first instance of matzah.
That's a good vart, no?
It's a lovely book before.
That answers all the questions. That answers all the questions. Everything was done with kavana. It was done with kavana. This is what we're doing. Yeah.
It isn't the first instance of matzah in the Torah. I mean, Lot served matzah.
Because it was Pesach. Yeah, that's just an idea. It's just an idea. It's just an idea. What kind of matzah did he bake? You know, it's just an idea. Okay. Maror. I have an uncle who said that vart to Moshe Feinstein, so I like that vart. You know? Matzah. Maror shum shemorah mishim es chayeh avetzeinu v'mitzrayim shenemar v'yimor es chayehem. Right? We maror because it was a bitter journey. That was bitter. It was very bitter being in Mitzrayim. We eat maror to remember the bitterness. B'chol davar in every generation, we say this in the Haggadah, chayav adam liros es atzmo kilu yatzam yimitzrayim. Every person should, we have the word liros, to see. What does that mean, to see? What does that mean, to see? Chayav adam liros es atzmo, to see yourself as if you're leaving Mitzrayim. What does that mean? The Rambam has a line, laharos es atzmo, to demonstrate as if you're leaving. What does that mean? What's the difference in the girsa? What does it mean even? My kids had a Haggadah, and this page, there was a mirror. So, you know, the kids make all these haggadahs. So you look in the mirror, you see yourself. There was like a throng of people leaving Mitzrayim. And there's a mirror in there. So you're like, when you look down in the haggadah, you see yourself leaving Mitzrayim. Very cute, very cute. What does it mean to see, and what does it mean, laharos? So one of the things the Rambam says is, that's why you drink 4 cups of wine. Because you're a free man. You're demonstrating. You're not just sitting around, you're doing things. Heseba, all these things. So, what does liros mean? To see yourself. To envision, to think. What does it mean exactly? It's not so easy. What does it mean? Shenamar, like it says, V'gadol v'incha b'yom ahu le'emor bar'vur zeh, os Hashem li b'teisim b'tayim. L'fikach, therefore, anach n'chayav l'hodos, l'halel, l'shabeach, l'fa'er, l'romem, l'hader, l'varech, l'alei, l'kales, l'misha asher l'avoseinu. We say nine different words of praise. It's funny, on Amud Aleph, Tosfa says, Shana says 7 words of praise. Because it's connected to Shiva Rikiyam, Tosfa says, at the bottom. Yesh omrim sheva hodos, v'lo yoser, not more than that. Connected Zayin Rikiyam. Says the Mepharshim, the first Israel says, Tosfa says it. Now, you know why I say 9? Because the Rambam says that there are nine, we know that today there are 9 planets. The Rambam had 7 planets plus the sun and the moon. In other words, the entire Teva is upturned by Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's why there are 9 Shevachs, to allude to the 9 worlds that are totally Hashem, totally made Teva change for us. That's one Vart. Another Vart, they say, is that the Medrash says there are 10 Shiros sung in the world. 10 Shiros sung in the world. We'll have 9 at the Seder to recognize the 9, the 10th is when Mashiach comes. Like, this was such a great event. Like, all 9 are here. Not the 10th yet. We're not ready for that one yet. That's when Mashiach comes. That's that. Shasal Avosenu, Velanu, and us too. It's called Nisim Ha'elu, Hotel Yavzal Cheros. He took us out of Azal Cheros, Miyagal Nasimcha, Meivra Liantav, Meafelu, from darkness, Lar Gedola, Umishiva Lagaula, Venoma Lafonov, Hallelujah. And we say Hallelujah. That's how we end it off. Tosfos says, this is a Tosfos that you mamash have to see. This is probably one of the most interesting Tosfos, because he's going to give you a vort. It's like a Hasidish of vort. Listen to this vort. With Mo'el Afanav, we don't say that. Our Haggadah, we say, for no Mo'el Afanav, Shira Chadasha, Hallelujah. What's Shira Chadasha? And then in the bracha of Go'alanu, the last bracha, we say Shir Chadash. What's the difference between Shira Chadasha and Shir Chadash? One's feminine and one's masculine. What's that? What does that mean? So in the Vlfikach part, we say Shira Chadasha, then we say Hallel, and then we say the bracha, and then we mention Shir Chadash. What's going on? It says Tosas. Listen to this word. V'chein noda l'cha Shir Chadash al Geulo Senu. Tosas mentions both. We say Shira Chadasha and then Shir Chadash. And he says like this. Tohachi Tanya b'mechilta. Kol Shiros l'shan nekeva. All Shiros are in feminine. Chutz mishira d'l'asa. Except for the future one, the l'shan zachar. You know why? Klomar. Sh'han nekeva yesh la tzar leida. A nekeva has tzar leida. Right? Af kol hanisim, so to all nisim, yesh achareihem tzar. No, nothing lasts forever in this world, right? So there was nisim, but there was tzar. When a woman gives birth, it's a very, very wonderful event, but it has tzar. That's like every geula. It's a wonderful event. You see the time, it's fantastic. But it has tzar. What's the tzar? The egel, the churban, the crusades. It's all tzar. It's geulas, but it's mixed in with tzar. That represents a woman. Who, when every time she has a good thing happen, she has a baby, it's always connected with tzar. Chutz mil asid she'ein acharei ha-tzar. But in the future, when the final geula comes, there'll be no tzar. It's the only time we say shir chadash in masculine. No more tzar after this. V'chein, right? An amazing vart. No more tzar. That's why it's in masculine. So shir chadash. V'chein also, yisid ha-payet. The payet writes it bezulas. Bezulas means when we say after shema, Elokim Zulosecha Sela. You have in the Machzor, they throw in these like piyut, and no one says that. There's a piyut there called Ipatros. And it says over there, Shiros Eila Lashon Nekeva. Shiros are said in feminine. Miyusadim, the foundation is, Kichua Sam Kiolda. The Chua is a, what do you call it? Like a birth. It's even deeper than that. Tokif Shir Achron Kizachar. But the final Shir is like Zacharim, Lo Yoldim Shiyul Hashem Shir Chadash. That'll be Shir Chadash. Also, it's even deeper than that. When a woman has a baby, she's Bitzar. But the husband's not Bitzar. She didn't deliver it. Right? So, they're both happy. They had a baby. Mazel Tov, both fantastic, happy. But he's not Bitzar, and she is Bitzar. Right? So, it's a little bit of a bittersweet moment, because she's Bitzar. Lasid Lavo, they'll both be happy. No tzar at all. Okay, such an unbelievable vart. Tosfos never says vart like this.
Okay, but that's not even Gemara. That's not the Gemara what the Gemara says. Gemara says that if somebody lives through the final
geula,
it's going to be the worst thing ever.
Maybe that's before the precursor.
But it's only the precursor. We don't talk about
that. No, we're talking about the post.
Menachem said the egel,
all the terrible things that happened. Right? It's always post. Hashem took us out. 2 months later, there's an egel.
The tzar
was at the same time.
Exactly.
Right. Okay. Okay. Next. What are we up to? Yeah. Ad heichanu omer. Where do you stop saying the halal? Beishami omer ad eim abanim smecha. Beitil omer chalom ishlamayin omoyim. So what, in other words, that's what we do. The second potato it's all. Why do we...
That means they had a different girsa.
What do you mean?
If Beishami Beitil had a... That means they had a gada too.
Yeah, they said Hallel, the first part of Hallel. Beishamai said the first Perek. Beisil said the first two Prakim. Then have Yesuda. Then continue Hallel. So why are we breaking Hallel in half? So a few Pshatim on the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz says that every part of the Haggadah, every Bracha, every Kos should be said on, first one's Kiddush, second one's on the Haggadah. We say Magid, it's on Magid. What's Magid? So we say, no, Hallel. Have a little bit of Hallel. Then the third one's on benching, and the fourth one on the rest of Hallel. The long reason you break it up. Another reason you break it up, the Levush says...
What does that even mean?
Yeah, what does that even mean? I don't know. The Levush says that since these two prakim of Tillim have to do with the Yetzirah Mitzrayim, Say it now, Nagin, before you finish off your Tzitzis Mitzrayim, and then you go on to other things, the final Geula. Say it now. The Tosfos Yontif is an unbelievable vart. We have to say a halal because we just said we're going to say a Shira Chadasha. So you have to say something. So says the Tosfos Yontif, you don't want to say the whole halal now. The kids are already falling asleep. You want to get them to the meal. You want to get them to the matzah, the mori. You got to keep them awake. Only say a little bit halal now. What's a little bit halal? B'shamay says, say the first parak, that's it. B'shamay says, no, you got to say the second parak also. Second parak is B'shamay Solomon Mitzrayim. We have to say that now. Can't wait till later for that one. And then Rosh, get to the meal right away. What are you schlepping for? That's why you say halal now. Break it up in half. Okay. V'chosin b'geula, v'tarfen omer, asher go'alonu v'gola v'savosenim Mitzrayim, v'loha yechosin, he wouldn't end it off because he had a rule. You don't end off, you don't say brachat Hashem, shakol yam advaro, brachat Hashem, shakol yam advaro. You don't say that. Rabbi Kiva omer, no. Ken Hashem Elokeinu Avosenu Yigunu L'Moadim V'Logal Machirim. If other Yomtivs have been like Hashem L'Shalom, Smechem V'Nirecha V'Sasem B'Vorzecha V'Noch Hashem Men Apsachim Men Azvachim Ad Brachat Hashem Gol Yisrael. Right. So Machlokes, what the order is over here? Tosva says on the bottom of that Tosva, I stopped it. V'Garsina Men Apzvachim Men Apsachim. We switch it around. Why? Because the Zevach comes first. First you eat a Chagiga. Then you eat the Karban Pesach, right? Which says Shechagigas Arba Asar Nechelas Kodem LePesach LeFisha Pesach Nechal Al Asova. So that's why you say that. And then some say on Matzah Shabbos like this here, you switch it around because there is no Chagiga. Mishnah Berurah said, don't do that. Don't switch it around. Just keep the same Nusach, right? Okay. Amar Rava Sarach Shiyom Hotzion Misham. You have to say that Hashem took us out of here. Amar Rava Mitz Matzah Tarach Lagbia. Matzah, you lift up to show everybody. Moror, tzarech lagbia. Basar, ain't tzarech lagbia. Don't lift up the basar, because it's not really the Karban Pesach. People are going to think, hey, how did this guy get a Karban Pesach? Oh, he must have shechted it in his backyard? I didn't know you could do that. So it's a problem, don't do that. Don't show it to anybody. You can point, don't pick it up, don't make a spectacle out of it. Abba Racha, Barach Yaakov, Suma Patulomar Haggadah. A Suma doesn't have to say Haggadah. Why not? Tzivacha Bavor Zeh. It says over here by Vorzeh. And it says by Ben Sorumore, Beneinu Zeh, that this is our son. This son went off the derech. Ma'ala halon pralosuma, afkan pralosuma. Just like by Ben Sorumore, the parents can't say Beneinu Zeh if they're blind. So too, a blind man's pater from Haggadah. Any, is that true? Vama Maremar, Shaltinu L'Rabbanon, Debe Rabbi Yosef, Man, Dama Agarta, Be Rabbi Yosef. I asked, who says the Haggadah in Rabbi Yosef's house? Rabbi Yosef was blind. And the answer is, Rabbi Yosef! Man Damar Agarata Be Rav Sheshes. Who says that God in Rav Sheshes' house? Rav Sheshes was also blind. And the answer is Amru Rav Sheshes. So which means they were saying that God that it would be Motzi anyone else. So how can you tell me Asuma is not Chayev? These are blind men and they're being Motzi other people. Obviously they are Chayev. No. Kasavi Rabbanon Matzah Bizman Azed Rabbanon. They held that Matzah is only the Rabbanon. Therefore they're certainly Chayev in the Rabbanon. So they can Motzi other people in the Haggadah too. Michlal. The Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Savar Matzah Bizman Azed Daraisa? He held it's Daraisa? So what's going on here? Is it Daraisa or not? Rav Acha Bar Yaakov held Amar Matzah Bizman Azed Darabanan? It's Darabanan and he still had a kasha. Why? Because Savar called the Tikkun Rabbanan came Daraisa Tikkun. Whenever the Rabbanan make Halacha, they pattern it on a Daraisa. So everyone holds it's Darabanan. Still, how can Rav Sheshes and Rabbi Yosef be mostly other people? They're still not supposed to do that. Why? Because on a Daraisa he couldn't do it, so we're patterning it on that. Nami Havade called Tikkun Rabbanan came to write a Tikkun. Don't they hold that also?
How could you be yotze to somebody in the concept of it has to be like as if you went out? If somebody else is going to tell the story, it's not like I'm imagining that I went out.
It's a good question. What exactly would they motzi them in? It's a good question. I don't know. Anyway, now Hachi Hashta. The whole comparison is rejected. Bishlama Hassam by Ben Sorumore Medahavale Lemichtav Beneinu Hu. It could have said Beneinu Hu. But it says Beneinu Zeh. Shma Amina Pralusuman Hudasa. It excludes a Suma. However, Avohacha but over here Ila Bavur Zeh. If not for the words Bavur Zeh, my lifta, what should it say? Bavur what? So Ela Bavur Matzumar Hudasa. Obviously, it's Bavur Matzumar. Therefore, it's Doraisa. And even for a blind person, it's Doraisa. And therefore, they're allowed to be mostly other people. Got to the two dots over here. Pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day. Wow.